They are young, ambitious, and determined to make their mark in mining. They started their company at the tender age of 22. Now both aged 30, they want to take on the energy and trading space in Africa, and they are taking other young people with them on the adventure of a lifetime. Emmanuel Ngulube and Daniel Ayer, two of South Africa's young people who are bold enough to go after what they believe in. And I've got Emmanuel Ngulube now on the line. He's a co-founder of E&T Minerals, and it's Youth Month. We're celebrating young entrepreneurs, those with a vision. Emmanuel, you certainly fit that bill.
Good morning, Bongani. How are you, sir?
I'm very well. So I understand that part of your thinking, part of your vision was inspired by the hip-hop star Akon, who wants to provide power to the continent.
Yes, no, I mean, a few years back, I mean, we were probably still in high school then. You know, there were stories about, you know, Akon building this, you know, a renewable sort of city. And we just found that so encouraging in terms of, you know, being able to supply energy to the grassroots level, you know, helping people get through their schooling, helping people get through just normal everyday life, connectivity. You know, I think electricity has played a big role in our society today. And, you know, we wanted to, you know, make our impact there.
Absolutely. I mean, I think there have been questions about whether Akon can deliver what he's setting out to do. And as young people in this very traditional space, you might argue, people will probably doubt you too.
I think the doubts have been, you know, have been part of the journey. And I think, you know, what we've just tried to focus on is just keeping our head down, keeping focused, you know, learning to be, you know, transparent, being efficient, you know, being reliable, being an excellent partner to our, you know, to our different partners and stakeholders. And, you know, I think it's a day-by-day journey, and you build that credibility as time goes on. I think as young people, sometimes we want too much credibility too soon, or we want, you know, we expect to walk into a room and everybody just believes what you're saying. You know, it takes time, it takes dedication, and it takes a lot of, you know, it takes a lot of patience.
So tell me about your business. You've had some success 2020. You say that you're able to strengthen innovation-led partnerships. In fact, last year was the highest turnover to date.
Yes, funny enough, COVID came with its own blessings, funny enough. You know, we thought, you know, as the world was standing still, you know, we just continued moving forward. We added to our staff complement last year. Our team has grown to almost 40 individuals across the board, 12 in the immediate mining and trading space. You know, we've also, you know, partnered up with Software AG and a few other companies. You know, we're building a 4IRR school in Mpumalanga, in Bulawayo at the moment. And that should be launched in Mandela Month next month, you know, where we're trying to just, you know, impact our communities. It's not about getting, you know, Range Rovers and Ferraris. It's about what you do for the community and the people around you.
You say that you've specifically worked around a model that steers away from tenders because of the stereotypes around that.
Yes, I mean, it's easy. I mean, it's one thing to be a black business. It's another thing to be a black tender business. You know, I think the sentiment there is like, oh, how did you get that? Or who's your connection there? You know, so we wanted to, you know, go on the road less traveled, and, you know, attack the private sector game and, you know, build our credibility there. Because in the private sector, it's all about delivery. It's all about, you know, being true to your word and being able to do what you say you're going to do. And if you can't do it, then, you know, own up and be accountable for that.
You've entered the coal space and you now want to bid for Optimum, the infamous Optimum coal mine?
We've been trying to bid for that asset for close to 4 years since it entered into business rescue. And again, as you mentioned, being young and youth, you know, tend to look past you, even though you may have all the ingredients to get that asset going. I mean, we've always believed that we had the right plan for Optimum, a plan that wasn't just focused on, you know, money and funding, because a lot of the time people just look at money, but they don't look at the structures that they're implementing, but they don't put the right things to make it, you know, continuous business, sustainable business, and keep people in their jobs for longer. You know, we always trying to get them but not really focusing on what it takes to get these things running properly. And we believe we took that time.
And finally, we're celebrating Youth Month. We're celebrating you and Daniel as young people in business. But what I like about your story is that you say this isn't just about the two of you, but you're taking other young people with you on this journey.
No, correct. We actually a team of 90% youth. You know, we've brought in young partners, you know, where we've even distributed equity to the guys in order to, you know, for them to realize the full potential of this thing at a later stage. You know, as we build and grow this business, I think it's important, you know, give people, you know, some sort of, you know, target or some sort of aspiration that if you take care of this, you know, it can turn into something a lot bigger. And, you know, we've tried to impact our youth, be it in the mining space, be it in the music space, be it in, you know, whatever sphere, you know, where we can impact the youth. You know, we're always trying to work with people and our peers because our youth has to stand up. It's time for us to, you know, build the South Africa we want to see.
Emmanuel Ngoluba, may you reach even greater heights, the co-founder there of E&T Minerals.